This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So glad you are here. Running with Horses, this is the podcast where we talk about the power of God, His love poured out in demonstrations of His power, and everything that goes with that right now, the thing that is on our heart, because the thing on God's heart, His power demonstrations, are two. They're really two things tied for number one place in the priorities of where we are. First of all, the feast of the Lord. We're living in a time right now in this season of the fall feast of the Lord. If you don't know about that, we'll talk more in this episode. Other episodes in our show, so important for you to know about the feast of the Lord. And secondly, end time events. The scriptures, you know, there's so much prophecy in the Bible concerning the day that you are living in right now. You need to know about that. If you don't know about that, you should get really vigorous in your search, because this is the most exciting time to be alive. My name is Shirley Weaver. I'm so glad you're here. We love to talk about the power of God and discipleship, making disciples concerning God's love, His power. And in this episode, we're looking at two things, as I just said, the giving and receiving of the feast of the Lord and end time scriptures, because a couple of things are going on right here at the same time. First of all, the fall season, we're looking on the Jewish calendar. We just began a new year, 5784. Just this week, the feast of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So we've completed Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and now we are looking at turning the corner toward the Feast of Tabernacles, the Jewish Feast of Sukkot. It's actually the Feast of the Lord. It belongs to God's people. Begins sunset Friday, September 29, and concludes October 6. That's also a Friday at nightfall. And we learn here in the Festival of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, about how the Jewish people commemorate what took place in the wilderness when they were completely dependent on God, living out under the stars in the wilderness, completely vulnerable. So now to commemorate and to remember that time, the Jewish people build a sukkah, basically a tent of some description, a temporary dwelling, and it's an experience that is commemorated here where the dependence is completely on God. But you know, for the New Testament, born-again believer, this is not a one-week thing. This is an eternal thing for us once we enter into God's presence in the power of the born-again experience. It's a deeper truth, right? You and I enter into a deeper truth once we realize that we're completely dependent on Him. We are living vulnerable, as it were, to everything and everyone around us, not just for 1 week, but we live in the house of God eternally. Initially, when we invite Him into our heart as Lord and Savior, but then it's an eternal thing. We're just growing in our understanding of it, what it looks like, feels like, Bottom line, we are in Him and He is in us. This festival, Sukkot, is a demonstration of that truth. It is a celebration, the feast of the Lord. You know, God said, Leviticus 23, these are my feast. Declare them, proclaim them. So we're really serious about whatever is serious to God. If He says, proclaim and declare, then that's what we do. In our ministry, on this podcast, I trust that you do the same thing. Right now, what does prayer mean in this context? Well, first of all, in prayer, you connect with the Lord. You sense His peace immediately. Also, a sense of well-being. Prayer is a time where you communicate with Him. You hear from Him. But I want you to make this distinction. I think this is something that we need to pay attention to. Not a doctrine, not a new theology at all. Just something to think about, I think, is important because it affects our confidence in God, the absence of fear, the presence of faith. First of all, in personal prayer, there's really a covering that takes place when you pray, especially in ongoing prayer. You know, Paul said, pray without ceasing. That means you can. It means it's possible. There's an attitude that's implied there. It's a mindset. I love it. I highly recommend it. And then the other area of prayer, corporate prayer, when you pray with another person, or you invite someone to pray with you or for you, maybe even emphasize right here, inviting other people to pray for you, because in that context, see, you're wide open. The range is vast. It's far-reaching. You can accomplish way more than you possibly realize. So don't limit that kind of prayer, corporate prayer, one person, two people, three people, anybody praying in agreement, don't limit there to blow-by-blow things. You know, where you're asking for prayer, you've invited someone to pray for you, with you, to journey with you in a prayer experience. You don't need to consider every little step. Please agree with me that I will get to the stop sign at the end of my street. Please agree with me, now that I've passed the stop sign at the end of my street, that there won't be any bandits or pirates along the way between now and the next highway. Please agree with me that I'll have enough to eat along the way. Please agree with me that our needs will be met and we'll be able to pay this bill, that bill, whatever. You see what I'm saying? This blow-by-blow kind of prayer, once you've entered into broad intercession, is not as necessary as you might think. And the reason I say that is because I can't find any examples in the Word. Now, in a major battle, a major campaign, Old Testament prophets, Old Testament kings and priests and generals, you know, they did say, pray, pray right here. But it wasn't that the soldier would be able to load his rifle properly, or that his feet would be warm because it's cold weather outside. You see, you got to make this distinction, because what I think we do, I think we ask for that level of specific prayer from those we've invited to journey with us and pray because of two things. Number one, fear. Number two, habit. Fear and habit. You know, there's a lot of fellowship in communicating with people about the blow-by-blow details. There is. Think, though, of an earlier time where communication and instantaneous communication, unlike the digital age, was not even possible. That did not happen then. They did okay. You know, they could believe God. They could continue to hear from Him, and He continued to meet their needs. So today, again, there's not a right or wrong here, but I want you to think it through, because there's so much energy that we expend on things that are not necessarily really hitting anything. We're just throwing it out there, but is it really hitting anything? Think about that. We're in the season of Sukkot, the feast of living in the presence of God, literally in the same house with Him, in the tent, in the sukkah, the Jewish sukkah. Hallelujah. Everybody agree with me? Bless the Jewish people. Bless them and bless the land of Israel. That thought just came, so I just throw that in. But here we are, leaving the summer of 2023 and entering into, leaving the summer and September behind on the Gregorian calendar. That's my calendar, the American calendar, probably yours too. And we're entering into these fall feasts on the Jewish calendar and into so much more. We're actually headed in to the end of the year on the Gregorian calendar. We've got October, November, and December ahead of us. And I just want to put something in perspective here. In March of 2022, actually March 9, we began this podcast. And the stated goal, once a week, was to declare and decree the intention of God as we took a spiritual look at the culture and the world, and to emphasize the believer's leadership role as a catalyst, or really catalyst, plural, for biblical outcomes that impact both the culture, your culture, wherever you are, mine, now, right here, but then the whole world, you know, the big picture, with the emphasis being God's supernatural intervention, His divine interventions, His heart to bring you supernatural outcomes, to answer your prayer for divine healing, deliverance, and breakthrough, that really is in His heart even more than in yours or mine. That is the stated goal, to talk on this podcast, emphasize, proclaim, decree, even prophesy that those possibilities and how very possible those possibilities are. So here we are, 19 months later, fully 19 months later, and I want to tell you, the priorities now remain basically the same: to reach the culture and the world, to exhort every believer to lead. Come on, lead whatever your sphere, whatever your environment, don't hang back. You are the catalyst for the biblical outcome that's on God's heart. And right now, I'm saying 19 months later, we are sitting on top of two priorities. As I've already said, the Feast of the Lord, which you know are rehearsals for our future time in the kingdom of God, that where we will be, where we'll live and move and have our being. And number one, the feast, and number two, end time events and the scriptures that teach us about those. My personal belief about an end time timeline is mine. But hey, you need one too. You got to do that. You got to get in there and search around and find what you believe. I feel the Feast of the Lord and the study of the end times are tied for number one in importance as we prepare, you prepare you, and you prepare those that are around you for these unfolding prophetic future events and our future, our prophetic future that is getting closer and closer. For one thing, Revelation 22 closes out the whole Bible. Verse 16, the angel said to John in the Revelation, "Don't seal up the prophecy in this book because the time is at hand." It's at hand, like it's now. And verse 12, "Behold, I come quickly." Well, what does that mean? It means suddenly, like when you're not expecting, suddenly. "And my reward is with me." I'm coming suddenly. My reward is with me. And boy, you need to know this. Verse 12, Revelation 22, verse 12, "to give to every man according to his work." And give to every man according to his work. Did you know that that is in the Bible? Did you know that it matters how you live your life? And does it matter at all what you're doing right this minute and how aware you are of what's on God's heart and what to do about it? And verse 20, he said, "Surely I come quickly." So there you have it. Verse 12, verse 20, "I'm coming quickly, I'm coming suddenly." And we know that every word of God proves true, Proverbs 30. We know that God's word is a shield, Psalm 3. That wisdom is first of all pure, James 3. You know, we have his wisdom because we have his word. And that every word in the Bible has creative power. Every word of God proves true. So listen, bottom line, we need to give attention, absolute attention, to God's heart and also receiving his total provision as demonstrated in the Sukkah, in the Feast of Tabernacles. That's a demonstration. You see, it's a rehearsal. And also, in the way that we give back to the Lord, since we clearly communicate through our lives and lifestyles, the value we place on what's on his heart for this generation, our priorities become obvious. And our urgency for what's important concerning him can be measured. You're an epistle that everyone around you can read. They know what's going on in your life and lifestyle because of your life and lifestyle. You're preaching a message. And on the receiving end, the Lord's Feast here at Sukkot, the annual Feast of Tabernacles, this picture, this rehearsal of God's presence in your life, you need to establish it because of the time that we're living in. These are really dire times to determine to trust in and rely on him for everything. Here's what I'm saying. Our priorities need to be, this is a tie, close tie for number one priority, knowing the Feast of the Lord and that we are to be rehearsing them because we are going to live in them throughout eternity. And secondly, where we are from an end time perspective concerning God's prophetic words, the prophecies throughout God's word, so important. If you are born again and you are a believer, this is a check for you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.